Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And you guys, if you are feeling isolated, if you're feeling like you don't have a tribe of women, like-minded people to really help you transcend from where you are right now into the person that you know you are being called to be, or maybe you're getting that soul calling and you're not quite answering it yet, and it's turning more into a scream and it's starting to make you feel even more awful than the thought of facing the fear around doing that actual thing. If you're in any of these positions, you have to join me this year at The Bliss Project. It is March 2nd through the 4th in Newport Beach, California, and it is going to be a life-changing weekend. If you've been wanting to bust through your fears and really meet a like-minded tribe of people, this is exactly where you must be. If you're feeling called to this, I want you to go check it out at theblissproject.info right now. It's also in the show notes. And who is this event for? You guys, I really want to get clear on if you're feeling called to it. I want to make sure that you know what is going to go on there. So if you have always had a desire to do something big, but you've always been afraid to follow through, if you feel like you don't have the tools or the expertise to take the next step, if you wish you had that tribe of supportive people, if you're ready to take that next step into the next level, but you have no idea what that's even supposed to look like, or if you just want to feel more fully alive each day. And this is absolutely for you if you want a deeper connection and understanding in your relationships, if you want to become more fulfilled in your own job that you have right now and in daily tasks, if you want to know the true desires of your soul, and if you're ready to enjoy the journey just as much as the destination. And truly, if you are feeling called to expand your spiritual connection, we're going to be doing some incredible exercises, meditations. We have some awesome teachers who are going to come in and really give you the space to understand what that feels like for you, because for everyone, it's so different. But to be able to do it together makes you feel even more connected than you've ever felt before. So if you're interested in meditation, if you want to create a solid foundation for all of your goals and dreams to be built on, or if you just need a mental reset, a confidence booster, and to really own your own personal power, you guys, this is the place that you want to be. So there are still some tickets left, but they sell out fast, you guys. And this year will be the best Bliss Project that we've ever done. We have a really amazing team working on it, and we're adding so many more things than we have ever done in prior years, because I know that when I get the opportunity to put epic women into a room, I want magical things there so that you guys can truly have the tools to create your own amazing transformation and experiences. And you guys, what happens there is nothing short of miraculous. So if you're ready to create your transformation, if you're ready to step in, if you're ready to have your tribe, this is where you want to be. And I hope that you join us and that I get to meet you and hug you and see you there. So theblissproject.info. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it is time for another quickie, because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And just a quick gratitude, because I do gratitudes every single day. And also, we actually have a Monday meeting that our team does. And we start every single meeting saying what we're grateful for and what we're most excited about in our lives and in our business lives, career-wise. And it's just a beautiful way to connect with people and to keep up with what is going on in their lives. And also just to get really grounded and grateful, or remember that all things start, begin, end with gratitude. It truly is the fastest way to shift your entire emotion, your entire day, your feelings, and really reframe your perspective. And you guys, I just got back from Guatemala Sunday night, late, basically Monday, early morning, where we were helping bring sustainable education and build schools for children in Guatemala. And we were doing that with Pencils of Promise. And we went with quite a few different people. We went with Lewis Howes, who's incredible. He had dedicated a school in our name. And we actually won an award through him. And that was our gift, was a school built in our name because of, it was an award for people who gave back the most throughout the year to different things. So that was one of the most beautiful things to see, is a dedication to a school built in our name. So that was really, really incredible to watch the students, and knowing that we had all of us there and everybody who was involved. Just it's such a massive impact on a community and what that is going to do moving forward. So I'm really excited about what Pencils of Promise is doing. And it was just one of the most beautiful eye-opening trips. And you guys, if you don't know what Pencils of Promise is, go look it up or go get the book, Promise of a Pencil by Adam Braun. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful story about how he started doing this work and what it's turned into. So I'm becoming quickly very passionate about the impact that it is making and being a part of it, and trying to get my tribe recruited and on board for such beautiful work in the world. No matter what you're passionate about, it doesn't matter, as long as you are finding a way to give back in a way that is that you're able to right now. Even if you're not able to do that monetarily, whether it's with your time or even starting in your community, is amazing and huge and important. So with that being said, the trip was completely life-changing, world-shifting. I am in so much gratitude today, and I thought that my gratitude went really deep, but it wasn't until I spent some time completely outside of my comfort zone, right down to just sleeping situations and really being aware of what these other people do not have. You guys, today I was walking through my day grateful for the sidewalk I was walking on, so grateful for the coffee that I was able to make in my coffee pot. So grateful for this beautiful weather. So grateful for friends, for tribes. So grateful for the ability to choose a new way of thinking. So grateful for the ability to have education, to have clean water, to have food, to have options, to have clothing. You guys, it is endless. All of the things that we are blessed with in this country. It was really, you know, to walk through this village of these people who were quite happy, actually, just finding beauty in the simple things. To walk through this village and to see the way that, you know, the living quarters that they are living in right now, just a lot of them don't have floors in their homes. They're living in very, very small shack-like homes with maybe, you know, anywhere from 3 people to 10 people, to not have running water, to not have a shower, to not have any of these things. You guys, these villages just got electricity like 5 years ago. So it's just very, very, just taking time to get so grateful today. You know, while we were there in the village, someone who had lived in the village was showing us one of the coffee plants, and the coffee plant stood about, it was probably like 4.5 feet, 5 feet tall. Maybe 4 feet. And they had picked a coffee bean, and they're like, you know, we pick our own coffee and then we roast it, and that's what makes our coffee, and it takes all of this time. And I thought, how often do we go drink our cup of coffee and we're like, ugh, this isn't even that good, right? And when I saw how the bean, and he said he handpicks them, right? They all handpick them. They handpick this bean that takes a while to peel open, and then they go and roast this bean. And you guys, this is how our coffee is made. And it's just a mind-blowing thought about taking for granted our cup of coffee in the morning and how long it takes just to prepare our one bag of coffee that we take for granted every single day. And if we sat and we really smelled that cup of coffee and thought about every single bean that went into this cup of coffee that we consume, like how many people have gone into each thing that you use, whether it's a pencil, whether it's your clothing, whether it's your cup of coffee, whether it's your bed sheets. You guys, I crawled into my bed and my bed sheets just felt so magical. And nothing else matters. Like, no matter how big your problem is, no matter how big your stress is, when you zoom out into the world scope, into the world view, you guys, it's so small. So choose what you're going to grip onto today. Choose what you are going to, you know, hold tight, near and dear to your heart, and choose what you're going to let go of. Because at the end of the day, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. So the only thing that matters is the people that you love, getting love out into the world, giving back, doing what you love, busting through your fears, creating a life of purpose, and living as big as you possibly can, because that is something that we get to do, right? Share love, share your message as big as you can, and make an impact in the world. Leave it just a little bit better than when you came. And that is where all fulfillment is. So I just wanted to say thank you that I get to sit in front of this microphone and talk to you guys. And really just, we get to riff about these amazing topics. That is life. And without the darkness, we wouldn't have the light. And without the light, without the darkness, we wouldn't get to really experience how beautiful and bountiful everything else that contrasts all of it is. So just some massive perspective that I'm sitting in. I could really talk about my trip for hours. And honestly, one of the most beautiful parts as well was that I got to connect so deeply with the people that were on the trip, and connecting over something that is not dramatic, connecting over something that is so much bigger than us, helping other people, bonds you faster than anything I've ever done before. And so does a 6-hour bus ride on really bumpy roads. that'll bond you really fast. So, you know, just being in a car all day long was that, that was another perspective shift, right? It was like, wow, this is some beautiful time that we get to go way deeper on these conversations than we would ever go in normal daily life. And just to be grateful for that long bus ride every single day. And it was so beautiful when you come from that place of what is here for me, what is here for me that I can really take with me, and that I can maybe share this message out into the world, or I could use this for something that I am not really seeing right now, or I could connect on a deeper level with these people that I've not connected with. So magical does not even begin to summarize the past 4 days of my life on this trip. And I believe that you need to shake up your life. I believe you need to go do that those scary things. And let me tell you, this trip did not come at an opportune time. It came at the busiest time of my entire career. And you know, there was a moment when I was like, what am I doing? I'm even scared to travel down here. I didn't get my vaccinations. Like, they were just recommended, but still I was just slipping into fear. It was like, oh my gosh, the journey and the trip, and should I be worried right now? And can I really leave my business at this point? Yes, 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 and yes, you can. It's all just in your mind. It's mastering your mindset. And I will tell you that it couldn't have come at a better time, because it was such a reframe of my life right now. It was just all that just reminds you of what really, really matters in the world. So I just want to send you guys so much love and let you know that I'm so grateful for you. And I have some exciting news for next week. I am announcing my book and sharing the cover with you guys on Monday, this upcoming Monday, on Facebook Live. So I can't wait to announce where I will be going on my book tour. So I'm also going to ask for your help on filling the Facebook group so that I can go to your cities and go and meet and see all of you guys, because I'm going to be doing about an hour talk on the book and book signing and connection and all of that fun stuff. So let me know where you guys are at. I am going to announce that on Monday. So definitely get into that Facebook group, A Tribe Called Bliss, and you will get to find out all of the awesome details. And like, when I tell you I'm excited about this book, it's not just the book and what it's going to do. It's about seeing all of you and getting you all in a room and connecting you to your tribe. And we're going to do some really cool stuff in that room. I am so beyond thrilled. So it's going to be epic, game changing. Can't wait to have you be a part of it. And definitely, you are a massive part of it. I can't do this without you. So I can't wait to connect with you on the road, give you a hug, take a picture, get to know each other. So I look forward to that, and I will talk to you guys all soon. And you guys, as always, if you want to share this episode with a friend or any of the episodes, it means the world to me. So until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.